News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're interested in the future of public transportation in Brazos County, you're invited to participate in a study involving the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The Transit District hired the local Metropolitan Planning Organization to administer the study, an opportunity to visit with the MPO's interim director, Bart Benthel, as he explains about consultants hosting two open houses on Thursday. The first gathering on campus at the Memorial Student Center from 1 until 4, and then Thursday from 5:30 till 7 in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage.
These public meetings that we're having on Thursday are part of a larger study that was instituted by Brazos Transit District. They contacted the MPO, and they asked us to manage the contract so that it's completely hands-off as far as the results of the study and how the study is conducted. We've hired a contractor, a consultant, who does a lot of these studies nationwide. They're very experienced in this. I've known of them for a long time. And they're going to come into town, and we're going to have a public meeting from 1 to 4 on Thursday afternoon at the MSC at Texas A&M. So any of the students who use public transportation or would like to voice an opinion are welcome to stop by and do so. And then later on in the evening, from about, 5:30 to 7, we're going to be out at the downtown parking garage, and any of the users of BTD system who, want to stop by and talk to us and express an opinion as well, they can give us their opinions. And this is all aimed at developing a longer-range plan for Brazos Transit District. We're going to be forecasting demographic information, population and employment, income groups, and that kind of thing to give BTD a better chance of, where their constituent populations are going to be in the future, and they're going to develop a plan to more efficiently serve them in the future.
Particularly in my observations of what's been going on in city government in Bryan and College Station, on occasion the councils will hear from members of the public who are looking for some measure of expansion in public transportation. I'm guessing the same thing holds true for students at A&M, and I know that there are developers out there who are wondering, do I build to accommodate public transportation? There seems to be a lot of factors out there that makes this type of study at this time something that's very worthwhile.
It is. It's very timely. Over the past decade or so, we've seen, a larger than usual growth in population here in the Brazos Valley, and we're going to be looking at different route structures, different ways of serving the public so that Brazos Transit District can maximize their service to the community.
Again, visiting with Bart Benthel, who's the interim director of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization. They're in charge of a study being done by the Brazos Transit District in cooperation with Texas A&M Transportation Services about the future of public transportation in Brazos County. Two open houses taking place on Thursday, the first from 1 until 4 on campus at the MSC, the second from 5:30 till 7 Thursday in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage. I also noticed in the news release that came with the information on these open houses that a website's also been established for folks who can submit their observations as well.
Yes, absolutely. We have both a Twitter feed, and there's a Facebook page. There's a website, and it will see increasing amounts of content added as the study progresses.
Once you go through the open houses, how much more time will the social media and the website be open before your consultant starts to compile information to make recommendations?
The final report is due to be delivered in September. We plan to have the contract wrapped up by October, which is when our fiscal year begins, and it just makes things a lot easier. So between now and then, there will be regular updates, to all of the outlets. There will be another round of public meetings to present the findings as well, probably in September.
Other than the open houses on Thursday and the online presence, any other methods for folks to submit comments?
Well, the MPO is here Monday through Friday during core business hours, unless we're off at a meeting somewhere, they are certainly welcome to contact me by email or by phone.
And the email and the phone number are?
The email is bbenthul, that's two B's, E-N-T-H-U-L, at bcsmpo.org. And the phone number is area code 979-260-5298.
Have I missed anything at this juncture?
We're just getting the study ramped up. We've got a good crew on board, and we're going to deliver a good product for both BTD and the community.
And again, for those of which public transportation has been a part of their life or want to have public transportation but haven't seen the possibilities at this point because of whatever circumstance, this is a wonderful opportunity to participate in the process.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. This is something that Brazos Transit District has wanted to do for quite some time, and they were able to obtain funding for it, and So now it's happening.
Thanks again to Bart Benthel, who is the interim director of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, in charge of a study being done by the Brazos Transit District in cooperation with Texas A&M Transportation Services about the future of public transportation in Brazos County. Two open houses taking place on Thursday, the first on campus at the MSC from 1 until 4, then from 5:30 till 7 on Thursday in downtown Bryant, the Roy Kelly parking garage. You can also leave information on their social media. BCS Transit Study is the key phrase. BCSTransitStudy.org. Also, Facebook page by the same name, BCS Transit Study, as is the same handle on Twitter, BCS Transit Study. And if you need more information or a reminder of those links, we have them online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.